This is Dr. Sabir Singh Kulaski with patient Murray Augustine. Their birth is 10-9-1992. Indication procedure was diarrhea, serosa colitis. Patient treated with Pentaxa. Physician Maxian is Dr. Kashi Bishop, blood pressure for some of the patient Kulaski with cold biopsy class with hard force polar effect, instrumental lumpus Kulaski, patient practice about patient, patient relapse. After the case, the correct medicine is any cause by fresh and cause by fresh with the same picture. Tell me, they will get it. Tell me, they will caution on the picture. Patient appeared to be a moderate severe. Pan ulcerative colitis all the way right up to the cecum, more on the left side than the rest of the colon, but it, he does have pan ulcerative colitis. Tummy edema appeared questionable. The biopsy with tummy edema was done. The rest of the colon appeared to the biopsy in separate segments, ascending cecum separate, transcolon separate, descending sigma colon together separate, and the rectum separate. In the rectum, I saw a polyp, inflammatory, inflamed appearing polyp. It took cold biopsy, and the rest of the polyp was this big, effectively cauterized, effectively with the heart force of polypactin. Retroversion to him, not please. The recession of the surgery was strong, no complications. Spinal colostomy up to cecum and tummy edema. Number 2, adequate prep. Number 3, no evidence of tummy colitis. Number 4, patient had pan ulcerative colitis, and pan ulcerative colitis, pan ulcerative proctocolitis. Started with rectum all the way to the cecum. moderate severe on the left side, mild to moderate on the right side, multiple biopsies were taken throughout the colon were dysplasia, ascending colon, transcolon, descending colon, and rectum, so all separate jars. In the rectum, number five patient has rectum, have polyp, inflamed appearing polyp, or inflammatory polyp, question pseudopolyp. By cold biopsy were taken spike diagnosis. The rest of the polyp cauterized effectively with the heart force of polyp. Effectively, suppressing force of polyp. Number 6 with hemorrhage. Recommendation, away from antibiotics with colon, term ileum, away from antibiotics with the colon and the rectum, for the ulcerative colitis, and also to see if there is dysplasia happening. If there is no dysplasia and the biopsy is continued with the ulcerative colitis, then I'm going to switch Pentaxa to Acecol, 800 milligrams 3 times daily. And I'm going to start the patient short course of the steroids with the 20 milligram for 7 days, 15 milligram for 7 days, 10 milligram for 7, 5 milligram for 7 days. And I'll recommend the patient to be treated with the anti-TNF antibodies like Humira. And for that, I'll recommend the patient to have the TB test done and hepatitis B checked. Before patients start on anti-TNF and antibodies. And also number four, wait for the biopsy of the rectal polyp. If the biopsy of rectal polyp comes out being any atypical cells or any plastic cells, then refer the patient with rectal ultrasound for further evaluation. For further evaluation and possible EMR. If all biopsy comes all negative for any new plastic or any atypical cells or dysplasia, then repeat colonoscopy in 1 year. Follow 1-2-8 leadership. Please send the card to patient primary care provider, Dr. Patrick Gonzalez, and copy Dr. Palam Sadi. They are pursuing July 15th to 23rd. This is July 15th to 23rd. Patient, I'm assuming, thanks.